Hiya, I'm Bio, and in case you're wondering, you are now listening to the What a Joke podcast. A friendly disclaimer before you proceed, continued listening may result in one or more of the following: involuntary and unrestrained laughter. Learning new things. Enjoyment, being offended, and falling in love. And most importantly, always remember, please, don't take everything you hear on here too seriously.
Bio, why do you look so down?
You do one successful comedy podcast and do a couple of skits on Instagram and people start calling you a comedian. I'm a writer too, you know. And a voice artist and an actor, director. Yeah. By the way, I put out a film on Christmas Eve. It's on the link in my bio at Oduole Bio. Please watch it and tell me if you liked it.
What's so wrong with people calling you a comedian?
It's just the ladies would take me seriously.
Bio, you don't take you seriously.
True. But that's different. In any case, I had to Google the definition of comedian, and it's pretty accurate. Yes, I am a comedian. So, opa! Anywho, ladies, gentlemen, aliens and weirdos, it's been a long and eventful past few months. This season, we've traveled through time, discovered Nigerian alien contact, solved a mass murder, visited yet another dumb war, and had a number of guests on to spice things up. I was even bullied by a fan into reading a literary classic. Yes, you know yourself. And all I can say is, why did they do my guy Okonkwo dirty like that? Chai! If you haven't figured by now, then I'll just come out and say it. This is the final episode of the season. Season finale. Ironic, isn't it? Beginning 2022 with the final episode of the season and the 22nd episode of the podcast. Coincidence? Purely, I did not plan this. Still, seeing as the first episode of the year, allow me to do the honor of congratulating you for making it this far into another year. Happy New Year! Weird though, I mean, January is supposed to be like super long. I'm already past the midway point. After listening to this episode, you wake up and realize it's like the 3rd of January.
What?
If it's not too late to tell you, I'll just chip in my New Year resolution, and that's to put out a lot more episodes this year, including video podcast episodes. Can I get a what? For those of you wondering why I took this long to kick off this year, today is a special day. Listen to the end of the podcast to find out why. This episode in particular is also pretty special because I have two people who have been just as pivotal to the success of What a Joke as I've been, maybe even more so. If you've enjoyed any episode of the podcast, it's at least 50% because of them. I know, because I've listened to episodes without any editing and it's just awkward. From the east of Nigeria, weighing in at, I have no idea what they weigh. Give it up for Stan the Man and Catchy Young Soul.
Woo! Ding, ding, ding.
What's up?
My producers and comrades over the past two seasons. Stan is co-founder of Jamit and Catchy is our resident audio engineer. They are also eligible bachelors, I think. So, single ladies.
That's all you, man.
So, single ladies.
Yeah. I think Stan is taking.
Yeah. Okay. So, for Catchy, if you are wondering who to buy boxers and singlets for this Valentine's, don't say I didn't do anything for you.
Young Soul is the president.
Yeah.
Just check my page and you'll see why.
Comrades, anything else you would like to say to the What a Joke faithfuls?
It's been one lovely ride. I think the start was really interesting. We had like a whole lot of,
oh no, this is not right. Oh no, I can't do this.
Oh my God, Stan is a perfectionist.
He's lucky. He has Catchy now. Catchy just rolls with the flow.
True that.
But what I would say is it takes a lot of love for us to create each episode.
Yes.
And when we do, we put our soul, our mind,
our
body,
young soul
into this, and we hope that this next season's coming up will be a bang.
Bang da da dang.
Today's episode has been a long time coming. We'll be taking a walk through the series so far, talking about what it's been like working on What a Joke, and we'll be starting at the very beginning. Stan, what was the original idea behind What a Joke? Because, like, I mean, y'all really just said, hey, here's your podcast. Figure it out.
At the time, we had this thing where we had different people produce different shows, right? Mm-hmm. And I was producing Bandstock, a couple of podcasts, and my co-founder was also producing a couple of podcasts. When it was time for us to give out the What a Joke podcast, I only just needed to have a conversation with Bio. And when we did, it was clear.
Ding.
It was very clear. By the time, Bio didn't even see this coming. He was so confused. And when it became very clear to me, I understood What a Joke initially was supposed to be not comical per se, but issues that have jokes like, oh, really, you did that? What a joke kind of feel. When I spoke to Bayer, I was like, you know what, Bayer, I'm going to produce this show. I don't know what you want to say. I don't know who you're going to talk to. Talk to my co-founder. I was like, dude, I'm taking over this show. I'm sorry. You can't possibly imagine what I have in store for this show. And that's really how it started. Like,
the crazy part is that before that conversation, I had no idea I was supposed to write and host the show. Like, I thought they would give me the script and then I pop up in the studio whenever, yo, what up, what a joke. And then they tell me, it's your podcast. You are writing it.
Chai.
And I was stuck on, I'm writing it for months. I mean, it wasn't until the idea for 5G Bio Show is kind of like what kicked everything off. Because my cousin just pulls up one day in the house during lockdown and he's like, have you seen this? And he shows me an article about two guys selling flash drives that prevent COVID. And I'm like, yes.
Yaks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Say
yak,
what?
Yak, bow. Yes.
So they downloaded the COVID cure into the flash drive?
No. The flash drives. The flash drives. Yeah, BioShield. The flash drives.
You plug it into anything,
your anything. Laptop, and
okay, then there is a force field.
Yeah. The force is strong with that one.
And COVID can't enter.
Yeah, you can take it
anywhere. It's portable. I'm like.
So if you just put it, okay, it has to be connected. It has to be connected. Okay.
And it was just a flash. A two gig flash drive.
No, actually, it wasn't up to two gig.
Things were like. It was...
Oh, if you're wondering that we're actually having this conversation, it's actually for real.
Yes. Go back to season one, the very first episode. And then after that was Instant Karma. It was from Twitter. I thought about that episode. I was just seeing somebody say K-pop fans and TikTokers destroyed Trump's rally plans. And I couldn't believe what I was reading. And then I had to go deeper. And well, that episode came out. Then the next one was, well, I guess this is like a general favorite.
Oh, yeah.
The War of the Buckets.
This is probably my favorite episode to have worked on because, like, it's been something I've known about for a really, really long time. And I thought, you know, no matter what this podcast is.
And it had to be Italian.
It had to be Italian. You understand?
Forget about it. That was an inside joke. So if you don't get it, don't get it.
Yeah, and it did take a while to run like a bit more research upon what I knew, but then the end result speaks for itself. Then Yahoo Origins. That was all hush puppy. I was all, he inspired it. Thank you, Raymond Abi Ramon. it was weird that I couldn't remember, or I didn't have in mind where Yahoo actually came from. Like Yahoo. I mean, yeah, people would say, oh, it came from Yahoo Mail and all that, but like, where? How? Why? And then, like, that trivia episode was completely unplanned. Because I had no idea AJ and Joy were going to be in the studio that day. I thought, okay, yes, I was going to do a trivia, a game show type thing. But then I had no idea how I was going to pull it off with just me. And I hope it's in the studio that day, and AJ is recording, and she says she wants me on a podcast. I'm like,
yes, let's trade.
That was the longest episode of season one. It was very new to me interviewing people because that was also the first episode with guests. I was also kind of like scared for the outcome, but apparently a lot of people liked it. Well, it was the guests I had. I mean, they were a vibe. And Lost in Lagos, a pandemic tale. Jon Snow hooked me for that one, from Miasma to everything else in that one. That episode was probably the least planned one, because I was working on Know Your History and I saw one word and I kind of like just started tugging at the thread and it led me to that entire thing. And LIA 102 with the professor, the professor's first introduction. My boy, you are saying a bit too much, but I would like to say that that LIA 102, it was homie, and you know it. Yeah, true. And the season finale for season one was the Gignac Theory. Stan, remember me pitching that one to you?
Yeah. I think what really caught my attention was it was actually real. Like, this guy was scamming people for real.
Back to back over several decades, a very, very Latino looking man telling everybody he was a Saudi prince and no background checks, nothing. Everybody just buying it. Like, And he overplayed his hand, because I mean, he could have gotten away with it too
if it wasn't for those meddling kids and their stupid dog.
All he had to do was not eat pork.
That's all.
That's all. Like, the pork brought him down. The pigs did it in the end. And there was like this kind of weird intermission between season one and season two. It was kind of long because I had to go to, well, the land of education. I was there for a while. But we came back strong with Und up and down, cha cha, tozu wee.
Yay!
Pull up and run, cha cha, tozu wee. And that was like Kachi's first entrance into.
No, actually, I did that.
You did yeah. Bring the cha cha. Ah.
That was episode one.
Yeah.
I think you did up to episode two.
Then I. Oh, yeah, UFO in Nigeria. Yeah. Then, UFO in Nigeria one actually really shocked me, because I was just reading one article on Cracked and I thought, I mean, it's probably impossible, but let's see if aliens have ever visited Nigeria. It's incredible what you find on the internet just by searching the most random things. Then Inspector Shalewa, that was like a really, really emotional episode.
Fun fact, Inspector Shalewa was supposed to be in season one.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
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 And the idea behind it was a proper full-blown out Yoruba Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
But was that, did you write that before the whole like Fashola stuff?
No. Like, it was after that with the whole Inspector Fashola. Actually, what inspired it was that part where Fashola went
camera.
Yeah, the camera thing. I like that moment. I'm seeing Inspector Fash the memes up and down the internet. I'm like, nah, I have to do something related to this. And then, like, after I didn't go in season one, went back, went over it, brought in Asha. Like, boy, he sabi work. Boy, sabi work. And the Great Emu War. I feel like I just had to do another war. The War of the Boko was.
The good thing is, for me, it's really educative, but this my bad. These things actually happened. People fought over a bucket, and people fought. Birds
and lost. Don't forget that they lost.
Yeah, they lost. Like, there were countless battles. Well, you can count
everything on the podcast. Is you can't make it up. Like, this stuff actually happened in history, and it surprises me every time. Who knows? There might be another war in season three. Fingers crossed.
You never know.
And the first week of June, honestly, this is probably the most unbelievable episode, because like the amount of things that happened in that 1 week. Twitter getting banned, the NYC guys almost being shipped off to war. Then what else even went down in that episode? I mean, writing that episode after the events, in fact, during the week, it was like I started with one thing and then another thing came. I started with that thing and then another thing came.
So you had to adjust multiple
like,
times.
Like at the point, I just waited. You know what? I'm just going to wait to the end of the week. What happens by the end of the week? Then court cases. I think this episode was Stan. It was Stan inspired, because Stan had been saying I should do a BuzzFeed Unsolved type episode for a while. And then I'm like, I have no idea how to do what you want me to do. And one day I came across this very randomly and I showed Stan. Stan like, this is it. This is it. And he sends me BuzzFeed.
You can see it.
So like his eyes go wild. Like,
you know. when he gets excited, he's a completely different thing. He's like, this is it. He sends me the BuzzFeed or something. And I'm watching this episode and I'm like, you want me to do this? And he's like, yes. And I don't know why in my head I was supposed to do it by myself. And he's like, yeah, you bring on a guest. So like, next question is, who am I going to bring on? And I remembered I had a friend, Jackin, who he doesn't stay in Lagos, but then he was around for that period. And I'm like, you know what, Jackin, do you want to come to the studio with me? And he's like, yes. Emphatically, yes. And then we came to the studio and we recorded the first take. From like the entire two episodes were one take. In case you didn't notice, it's not like we recorded it twice. Nah, it was one take that we cut into two episodes. It was so fun, we actually got very carried away. We re-recorded it, but I don't know if they know where the re-recording is. Black Cyber Thanksgiving. I knew I wanted to do an episode on Thanksgiving because like for a really long time I've just known about Thanksgiving and turkey and I had no idea what in the heck was actually going on. Then I asked like a couple of people on their like different opinions on Thanksgiving. Somebody said it's a complete sham of a holiday. A total lie. So, you know, I went to dig it up and, well, you have what you have. NFTs was, well, I was alarmed by the number of people I knew personally that didn't know what NFTs were. Me partially included. Stan, and Stan, of course, Stan knew what NFTs were now.
Tech bro.
Tech bro.
Catchy. New NFTs.
I heard of them, but...
Yeah. Catchy is an artist, by the way, in case you did not know. I feel like I've said it before, but in case you did not know. And maybe you will soon start selling his music as NFTs.
Eventually. Yeah, true.
Until then.
As a plan.
Your go stream, I can't pronounce the title, so.
Obimo.
But there's no O in it.
As I know.
No.
He wrote the song.
But in the title.
Are you telling me what my song is called?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's OBI apostrophe M on my Apple Music.
Space O. Are you gonna confirm?
I'll stand by myself. Then Yahoonomics, yeah. After the Yahoo Origin episode, I can't remember what exactly made me think of this, but I started to wonder.
I was conflicted with that episode. I was like, at some point, I was just like,
wait. Like what? Is it like we're doing this?
It was a good episode. I won't lie about that. But my thought was, how real is this?
Yeah, that's why I had somebody actually do research. Would this technically work? I mean, like, one thing is practicality, but like, in theory, would this actually work? And like, how would it work? Because I mean, there is something there. Nobody should try it out. But there's something there. Like, so I had somebody like actually explain to me how that would work potentially if you wanted to use Yahoo to fix the currency. Because I just put into my head, like, I mean, currency is going nowhere. But down is somewhere sharp.
Yeah, it's going down. We know where it's going.
Yeah, we know where it's going. I'm like, I mean, sometimes people say the ends justify the means. I mean, this could be one of those situations. Again, no, don't do it because I will deny you. I will delete the episode and deny you. And then the Christmas one, well, we thank God that episode came out at all, Sha, because like,
I mean, that was not the idea for Christmas.
That was not the idea for Christmas at all. You guys, I had a lot in store for you. A Christmas album, like a really, really long, crazy episode. But
featuring who? Drake? Was it Drake?
I think it was. Yeah, he was available. Yeah, it was Drake. But, you know, like...
Timmy Dracolo.
Yeah, to say.
Timmy Dracolo.
Took me a second to get that one.
But like, you know, we just decided... Let's save that for 2022 because I mean, it's 2022.
Yeah.
You know, when was COVID again?
2020.
2022 feels like a COVID year.
It's like one year on. But like, it didn't really go off last year.
I'm saying like, it feels like a COVID year. COVID should have happened 2022.
Like, not, it feels like when it should have happened. Like,
not a 2020.
I mean, like, 2020 was like the start of the decade. I mean, like, let's actually adjust. Let's get used to it.
Think about it. In the 2000s, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody was, oh my God, the world is going to end. The GSM is coming. Blah, 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 blah.
And there was that 2012 thing. You know, the Mayans said everything was going to end.
Well, I know the movie. I don't know what the Mayans really said, but.
It was related, child. Mm. They just said the world will end December 12th, December 12th,
December 12th, 2020. So that's
2012.
Yes, so 12, 2012.
Yeah, yeah. It sure didn't happen. You know, I think on that day, I'm like,
you have to like, beat in a beat.
Tell me, everyone, like, well,
like, are the sky's gonna open or?
And then the next day came, and I'm like, you know, like, yeah, it could have been, but you know, you never know. I mean, with Florona. You've heard about Florona.
Well,
what's that?
Is the flu, rare influenza plus COVID.
Corona.
They had a baby, so yeah. Florona. Yeah. Mm. It's not in Africa though, because we don't get this stuff.
Why not?
Like all of them outside. What or what?
Crew. No, doesn't work.
Crew. No, sounds like crew we app.
Yeah, it does.
End of.
Yeah, well, I mean, the year just started. You know, the past 2 years, as crazy, very, very crazy as they have been, the first couple of days were, you know, I mean, they were either early indicators or like they really didn't show anything at all. I mean, early 2021, Trump almost caused World War III.
Death.
Oh, was that early 2020?
Oh, Jan 6. It was 21.
Mm. Then early 2020, I mean, early 2020 was pretty chilled out. Nobody was really...
Yeah, we didn't know then.
Yeah,
know.
Everybody was really like, oh,
I mean, they were talking decade. About it actually on the news, but...
Yeah, it wasn't I saw it on Twitter once, but then I'm like, it's in China.
Yeah, exactly.
What are the odds of this thing spreading worldwide? China, they'll solve it, yeah. They'll fix it before it like spreads out of Asia, so like it's all good. The next thing I know, you can't go to work no more. Stay in your house. Okay, 1 month.
A lot of people found themselves.
Yes. And
true that.
A lot of people ate breakfast.
Finally.
More or less got their heart broken. You know, the person you wanted to marry, you already, yes. Mm. 1 month into lockdown, I can't do
thinking
this.
Thinking about it though,
yeah.
A lot of people after COVID, like once that December came in place, getting married like fast. They do not want to hold back anymore.
You never know what the future.
They were getting married.
2020 was
people
something.
People got married on Zoom.
Yeah,
I saw a picture recently of a wedding where all the bridesmaids were wearing these face masks, and so like their faces didn't really show in the wedding picture. And then I also saw a capture saying like they are so gonna wish every time they look at this picture that they waited just another year. Because like I can imagine. Looking back at a wedding picture and seeing face masks everywhere, and like
you're not be trying to tell your kids. So that's no. Which one is me again?
Oh. I'm actually trying to remember. I'm trying to picture the you may kiss the bride scene.
Lord. No, you kiss to the face mask, obviously, right?
Press unveil.
Yeah, unveil.
No, you know.
Unveil the second one.
And then, proper package.
And then the priest will now step back, like, you know, protection.
Social distancing.
Ah, no, man, but like.
They probably just did air kisses.
I mean, like, you know, the French way.
You may air kiss the bride.
You may now air kiss your bride.
You know, just blow a kiss from over here. Right.
Don't blow, guys. Don't blow, COVID.
Oh, man. Nah, the past 2 years have been impossible to make up.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if it was just the virus going around, that would be one thing. But, like, every other thing that's been happening around has just been way too marvelous. And, I mean, if the past 2 years are any indicator, this is going to be, like, a really, really, in quotes, fun year. You know, never a dull moment, at least. I mean, you could not die of boredom. A lot of other things, a virus, sure, but not boredom. Definitely not boredom. So, like, there you have it. We have opened the podcast yansh. Huh? That's a Nigerian expression, meaning we've exposed our secrets. Thanks a lot, guys, for being here so far.
It's not that easy, or don't gonna think it, but...
I mean, you could try. You could try to replicate it. You could,
try.
But it's not easy. I know the sleepless nights I've had laughing at what I'm writing, and also like trying to make sure that you guys laugh too. And yeah, it's been really fun. And like season three, I guarantee, if you've enjoyed season one and two, season three is gonna be even better. Now I have to
fire
right to live up to that.
Yeah, speak it into existence.
Yeah, then. Yeah, the law of manifestation. Spoiler alert, there might be an episode on that in season three. So.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. Like, now, for the other reason why today is so special to me, it's Mother's Day. And you're probably not surprised because there are like seven Mother's Days every year. But like, no, this isn't everyone's Mother's Day. It's my Mother's Day.
Uh-huh.
On the count of three, let's all wish her a happy birthday. One, two, three.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Mom. You've been so supportive of everything I do. And I love that you love my podcast because, like, if you didn't, that won't be another problem. And I hope I can make a lot more episodes that you can be proud of. DJ, hit it! To everyone listening, remind your mom that you love her. Reassurance is important. We'll still be hitting you with a few bonus episodes before the next season returns in March, so make sure you subscribe so you don't miss them. Signing out for the season, I'm Bio, and this is the What a Joke Podcast. Thank you for listening to the end. If you liked it or not, please share with your friends, family, enemies, and total strangers in any way you can. Help share the humor. It would also mean a lot if you could subscribe to this show on the official Jammit platform, and I'd love to respond to your comments on the official Jammit Twitter page at JammitFM under the post for this episode. Tune in next Monday for another episode, because really, you can't make this stuff up.